Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Katrina Nelson and Cindy Crozier from Knoxville Hospital and Clinics to talk about the 8th Annual KNIA KRLS Breast Cancer Awareness Save a Life Radiothon.
The 8th Annual KNIA KRLS Breast Cancer Awareness Save a Life Radiothon. Wonderful opportunity to get the word out as part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Talk about some of the events that are going to be going on here in Knoxville for their portion of the radiothon.
This is our 4th annual Girls Night Out. We kind of dubbed it that to, you know, the importance of breast cancer screenings and also the importance of, you know, getting women just kind of comfortable with the hospital setting. And so we started this 4 years ago, like I said, for Girls Night Out, and we invite in a variety of different vendors from the community. This year, those vendors range from food. We've got Tastefully Simple and Pampered Chef, to purses, to jewelry, to Young Living Essential Oils. Just a variety of different vendors. We have 20 vendors in all that are going to be set up in our Learning Center and our cafe on Tuesday evening. So I just encourage the public to come out and to get some information on breast cancer, the importance of getting mammograms, and then also to visit with the different vendors and do a little bit of shopping at the same time.
This has been a very big event over the last several years. Talk about how it has impacted people coming to the hospital more in regards to becoming aware of breast cancer and getting themselves checked out.
I think it's been good to have this event. It's gotten people that have never been here to the Knoxville Hospital before to come in. And when we have the radio part going on, we have some of our providers are there speaking. So I think it's been good for the public to see that everyone here at the hospital is involved and that we invite breast cancer survivors to come and talk. And I just think it's been, you know, good for the whole community to come together and for one cause, and to also just for some camaraderie with the breast cancer survivors and people who support them.
It helps survivors a lot to be able to talk about this, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really does. And we've even had people's family members come and talk. We've had husbands come and talk. We have had their daughters come and talk. Mother-in-laws have come and talked, because it affects everybody. People out there, you know, they need to know that people do care, you know, what is happening with you. They may not outwardly say anything to you, but they really do care and they want to help you. I feel that is why they come and tell their stories. So
tell us about the things that are going on.
We realize that people work 8 to 5, you know, and they sometimes can't get in or get off work to get their mammograms. So we are having late night mammograms on Tuesday evening until 7 p.m. So if it's time for you to get your mammogram and you work during the day and you can't get off work, I encourage you to call, make the appointment. You can call 842-1466 and get your appointment made for that night. Kelly will be doing mammograms until 7 p.m. on Tuesday evenings.
Now it's only by appointment?
It's only by appointment. Yep. So call 842-1466.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests Katrina Nelson and Cindy Crozier from Knoxville Hospital and Clinics for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.